Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, Team Whale of a Tale. It's me, Atlas, and my sister, Xavier.
Usually we'd be in MIRV, our tiny submarine, helping sea creatures with all sorts of problems that need to be solved.
But today is different. We're in Pflugerville because there's a big problem we're trying to solve. Right, Xavier?
Right, Atlas. There's a giant goop cyclone in the Pflugerville Ocean. It's basically a swirling blob of green glop that looks like an underwater twister.
Lucy Wow and Bobby Wonder are keeping it under control with a vacuum hose.
Yeah, they're sucking the goop out of the ocean and storing it in the Pflugerville public swimming pool. And I just got a message from Lucy Wow. The pool is getting full. We don't have much time left to investigate the Snood Candy Factory, where we think the goop might be coming from.
And to do that, we're going to need to get on the other side of this really tall fence.
Come on, let's go see if the gate will open.
That is one big gate.
And there's a sign. Let's see, what's this say? The Snood Candy Factory is closed for repairs, and Mr. Snood is on vacation on a desert island in the Pflugerville Ocean. Do not contact Mr. Snood while he's on vacation. He is busy relaxing. Signed, Mr. Snood. P.S. Brutus is guarding the candy factory, so don't come in here.
Brutus? That doesn't sound good.
I wonder if it's a really big guard dog.
Nope, it's a really tiny guard dog.
Hey there, Brutus. You want to play? Sure you do. Let's play Let Atlas and Xavier into the Snood Candy Factory.
That's a very obedient guard dog. It's running up a little winding staircase and pressing a button on the other side of the gate with its nose.
Boy, Brutus, that is a very good dog. Do we have any dog treats?
Let's see. No dog treats, but I do have these cat treats. They're for Zeus.
Hey there, Brutus. Want a cat treat?
Here you go.
Hey, he likes cat treats. I think we just made a friend. Can you let us into the factory now?
Follow that dog.
It sounds like something is happening inside the Snood Candy Factory, even though it's supposed to be closed for repairs.
There's a keypad next to the door, but we don't know the combination, and it's locked.
Brutus, do you know the combination?
We'll trade you one combination for a cat treat.
1, 3, 2? Is that the combination?
Trying combination. It worked! That's a double cat treat trick, Brutus!
Let's get in there and see if we can figure out what's going on. Maybe something went haywire while Mr. Snoot is away.
It's dark in there, but something is definitely wrong.
I think we follow Brutus. He seems to know where he's going.
If you say so, but let's take it slow. It's hard to see, and I definitely don't want to trip and fall into a vat of goop.
You want me to pull this big lever?
I hope we don't make things worse.
Pulling big lever. And we have lights. Now we can get a good look around.
Hey, there's a message printing out. It looks like there have been a whole bunch of messages rolling in on a ticket taper machine.
What's it say?
Oh, interesting.
What?
Well, it looks like Mr. Schnooze in Floozeville has been sending messages for days.
What does he want?
The Floozeville Lake is completely overflowing with flues. They've had to turn off the pipe leading into Floozeville.
I think we're starting to solve the mystery of the goop cyclone.
Mr. Schnooze says they won't be able to open the pipe again for at least a week because everyone in Floozeville is on vacation, just like Mr. Snood.
Why does everyone go on vacation all at once?
It was Mr. Schnoo's understanding that flues would stop showing up while Mr. Snood was on vacation. So they decided to go on vacation too. And if they're not making fizz bars, then the flues has nowhere to go and the lake floods Floozeville.
I think we might be getting closer to solving the mystery of the goop cyclone. I bet it's made of snood flues.
You might be right, but let's see if we can figure it out for sure.
Come on, I think I know where to start. Okay, this is where the snood flues gets made, and then it gets dumped into these vats over here.
And then the flues goes right through this pipe here.
And heads down to Floozeville right there.
But Mr. Schnooze closed the pipe.
And that diverts the snooze flues to this other pipe marked emergency bypass.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That emergency pipe leads straight in the direction of the Pflugerville Ocean.
He wouldn't dare.
He did dare.
Can we turn it off?
Follow that dog. He must know something about how to turn this thing off.
This looks like the master control panel for the whole factory.
Whoa, it's complicated. Look at all those buttons and dials.
At least it has instructions posted. Let's see here. The master control panel is very complicated. Do not touch it. The only person who can figure this crazy thing out is Mr. Snood. If Mr. Snood is on vacation, he has a remote control. But do not bother Mr. Snood if he is on vacation.
Mr. Snood really takes vacation seriously.
Yeah, but he left his factory running. That doesn't make any sense.
What are we going to do?
There's only one thing we can do, and it's going to be a very dangerous mission.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We're going to have to bother Mr. Snood on his vacation. We're running out of time. Somehow, we have to find Mr. Snood and get him to turn the factory off, and fast. Come right back. We gotta get a move on. Lucy Wow sent us another message while you were gone, and it wasn't good.
It sure wasn't. The Pflugerville public pool is nearly full of goop.
Come on, Xavier. We have to get back to the mini sub and find Mr. Snood.
Thanks for your help, Brutus. We couldn't have figured this out without you.
Back to the sub.
Don't even ask.
Who? Me?
You were going to ask if we could stop for snow cones or hot dogs.
Actually, I was going to ask if we could stop for both.
The Pflugerville Ocean is in trouble, Atlas. How can you even think of snow cones and hot dogs?
My stomach has a mind of its own.
Is that
a tiny orange furball swinging through the trees? It can only be Grabstack.
That was going pretty good until the end there. Gotta learn to stick the landing.
Why are you swinging through the trees, Grabstack?
I was coming to find you.
You found us. Also, we're in a rush. Can you make this quick?
Oh, you're in a rush, are ya? Don't be difficult. I've got a whole team of engineers and construction workers and computer scientists to manage the goop cyclone problem. It's a big operation.
You mean Lucy and Bobby?
Exactly. And Bobby's arm is getting cold because he's had it stretched into the Pflugerville Ocean for over an hour. While you two gallivant around Pflugerville eating bananas on a stick.
Bananas? What bananas?
I see the banana sticks right there in your hands. You ate bananas on a stick.
Oh, those bananas.
Anyway, I'm here to inform you that while you've been goofing off, the Pflugerville public pool is filled up. It's at capacity.
We haven't been goofing around. Brutus let us into the Snood Candy Factory and we figured out what's going on.
Brutus! That little monster ate my milkshake a while back. He has no manners whatsoever.
We have to move fast, Xavier. The pool is full, and you know what that means.
The goop cyclone is getting bigger again. Pretty soon, it will spread out all over the Pflugerville Ocean.
Ooh, that sounds like the plot for a disaster movie. I can write that.
We gotta go.
I'll start writing the script.
Well, that's 5 minutes we'll never get back.
Atlas?
Yeah?
You left the sub when we left, right?
I thought that was your job. Why do you ask?
Because the sub is gone!
Not gone exactly. It looks like the otters have taken the sub.
And they're driving like maniacs!
They are really getting a lot of air. Impressive.
Could this get any worse? The goop cyclone is growing. The Pflugerville pool is full. We can't find Mr. Snood to turn off the factory. And two otters have stolen our submarine.
Ooh, this is gonna be a blockbuster movie first year. I'm seeing explosions and fireworks. I'm gonna need my pyrotechnics crew. Carl, give me fireworks and a smoke machine. Someone call my agent.
You know you're in trouble when Grabstack thinks he can make a movie out of your disaster. There's only one episode of Whale of a Tale left for this season. And there's so much to solve. We have to get our submarine back.
And find Mr. Snood.
And stop the goop cyclone.
And get this movie into production. If anyone needs me, I will be in the writer's room.
And don't forget, you can learn all about ocean conservation at www.gokidgo.com/fish. See you there.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh?
Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.